here, and I also want to go over another Gemara that is very relevant to the Indian of the Sefer. That's the next piece of Gemara about other cases. Now that kufches on without itma matzot tzorich haSefer. The Chachomim were misakein that on Pesach night, so certain things have to be done in a reclining position. They say, when one eats the matzah, so yes, he has to eat the matzah in a reclining position. There are chios. When one drinks the abacases, he has to drink the abacases. There are chios. So matzo tzor chesed. Matzah, the eating of matzah requires chesed. More, but the eating of the bitter herbs does not require chesed. Why? Because the sebe is symbolic of chios. More is expressive of bondage. So mainly there is no consistency between sebe, which is the symbol of chios, and more, which is the symbol of bondage. Yayin, how about yayin? Wine, there are cases. Itma mishmid Rav Nachman tzorich chesed. So there is one member, the name of Rav Nachman, that the drinking of the other cases requires a seib. V'yitma mishmid Rav Nachman ain't tzorich haseib, but there is another member in the name of Rav Nachman, it doesn't require a seib. V'lo yipligas, there is no machlekes. Ho bitarte kase kamoye, ho bitarte kase basroi. Amro la haikise v'amro la haikise. Two cases of the four cases require a seib. And two cases of the four cases do not require a seib. So there is one lotion, one way, and there is another lotion in the antithetical way. Amru l'haikise, there is one lotion, tri kase kamoye baye seib. The first two cups of wine require a seib. The hashtu to komaschal l'chilus. Because over the first two cases, he begins to discuss the chilus. Because the last two cases, so he recites the Birkas HaMozein and the Hallel, Halach Gadol. So he doesn't give a full account of the chios. In the broches of the first two cases, so he gives a full account of the chios, but in the broches of the last two cases, so he just gives it to the Rebbeinu Shalom, but he doesn't indulge in the discussion of the Chirus Mitzrayim. That's one motion. Three gases basroy leboy asay b'may dehav behav v'amru l'hai kise. And the Samu say it in the other direction. Other rabbi. Three gases basroy leboy asay. Because in the broches over which the last two cases, so the broches that are recited over the last two cases, so they consist of Shvach V'Yidoye to the Rebbeinu Shalom. He doesn't he doesn't mention about the experience of the bondage in Mitzrayim. So he shouted, "Have a chilus! Three kase kamoye loy boye seibe." Da'akot agodi moyinu koma. But in the first two cases, so what is recited over it? Avod moyinu far Mitzrayim. So he emphasizes the shibud, and verbally he recapitulates the bondage in Mitzrayim. So mele it doesn't befit the derech chilus of a seibe for the two cases over which the bondage the verbally, the bondage of Mitzrayim is recapitulated. Hashte, the Yitma Roche, the Yitma Roche. In view of the fact that according to one motion, the first two cases require a seib. According to the second motion, the second two cases require a seib. Either we eat the boy a seib. So all the four cases require a seib. Pragdon, Loish may a seib. In other words, Pragdon, so there are two pshotim, both pshotim are true. So one pshat is that Pragdon means if he lies on his face. And one pshat in Pragdon is he relies on his back. But both are true. That's not the same. Hesebes yamin, loshmo hesebe. If one reclines on the right side, it's not a hesebe either. V'lo yoyidah l'shemo yagdim kol elevation. V'yom l'yisakon. So there is a machlikis between Rashi and Rashbam. This expression, shemo yagdim kol elevation, that it involves yisakonim. So what does it have reference to? Does it have reference to hesebes yamin, or it has reference to pragnum? So according to Rashi, it has reference to pragnum. And this is corroborated by all doctors, that when one eats or drinks pragdon, lying flat on his back or with his face on his back or with his face, so then he's taking a risk. And then what the Rashbam says, Shemo Yagdim Konel Veishet, has reference to Hesebes Yamin. All right. Anyway, Hesebes Yamin is no Hesebe, and Pragdon is no Hesebe. Isho Itzel Bailo, so there are two Gersoids. The Gersoid in our text is Isho Itzel Bailo. That implies that only a married woman, and even a married woman, only in the presence of a husband, doesn't require Hesebe. The implication being an unmarried woman, a Pnuyo, a Grusha, an Almono, or even a married woman, but not in the presence of the husband, does require Hesebe. But the Arishenim who are not Geiris, Isho Itzel Bailo, just Isho would buy Hesebe. So that means that any woman, the average woman, does not require Hesebe. V'im Isho Chshuvo Yi, if she is an Isho Chshuvo, so then she requires Hesebe. Now, why do we say that Isho Nitzricho Hesebe? So, the Rashbam says, "Mipnei imas bailo ukufalo," because she is kofuf to the husband. So it's not befitting a married woman in the presence of the husband to sit derechelus. Umiforesh b'shiltes Rav Achoye, lav da'akayet inashel imizi. But the shiltes Rav Achoye goyen, he has another pshat. Not because, and obviously, the Shultes Rav Achoye Kohen did not have the girsay of Isho Itzel Bailo. But he had the girsay, Isho Bailo Hesebe, a woman, married or not married, does not require Hesebe. Why? Because it's not the derech of women to eat in a reclining position. So, in other words, when is Hesebe required? If it is the derech of Necheirin, to eat sometimes in a refined position. So men, bisman chazal, so the derech was many times to eat in a refining position. Not every time, because only when a person feels relaxed he can eat in a refining position, but if he doesn't feel relaxed, he cannot eat in a refining position. But whenever a man felt relaxed, so he was accustomed to eat and to drink in a reclining position. So mimele, it's their chayus, it's an expression of chayus. Mashiach and women, even when they are relaxed, so it's not their custom to eat and drink in a reclining position. So mimele, drinking the abacases or eating the matzeh in a reclining position is not an expression of chayus. So according to the shultes, even a pnuyo is not luchuyeves in a sea. Now, so we have two pshatim, according to the Rashbam. So, only a married woman and only in the presence of the husband, but a pnuyo, and even a married woman, not in the presence of the husband, is mechuyeves b'hesebe just like a man, according to the shiltes, every woman. But, a nisho chshuvo, so that the Gemara says, tzricha hesebe, tzricha hesebe. Now, the Rosh and the other Rua point out that the nafkemine between the Rashbam's pshat and the shiltes pshat is in connection with the pnuyo, an unmarried woman, or a married woman not in the presence of the husband. Then the Gemara proceeds. Bein Itzel Aviv, boy Hesebe. A son in the presence of the father requires Hesebe. Iboilu, Talmid Itzel Rabbi Mai. How about the Talmid in the presence of the Rabbi? Is he mechuyev Hesebe or not? Toshma. When we were dining, sitting at the Seder, at the home of our Master, of Rabbi, of our Rebbe. So we reclined on one another's knees. When it came to Rabbi Yosef, it wasn't necessary. So the halacha is that the Talmid is mechuyev to have meiro. Meiro means reverence before the Rebbe. So mimele, a Talmid will feel inhibited to sit in a reclining position like a king in the presence of his Rebbe. So mimele, so it's not just a question of not being even in the essay of Esa Hashem Kertir Rabbi Shlomo Rachamim. In view of the fact that the Talmid is mechuyev to show reverence to the Rebbe and to be motivated by that feeling of reverence. So it's psychologically natural for a Talmid in the presence of the Rebbe to be inhibited and to feel unpleasant to sit in a reclining position. Even if he does it, he can do it. He can overpower himself and sit like a king in the presence of the Rebbe, but he will feel uncomfortable. So mele, sitting and drinking and eating in a reclining position in the presence of the Rebbe is not an expression of faith. But so why is his son mechuyev to eat and drink in a reclining position in the presence of his father? After all, he's Yishim Eivav after all. So the answer is because Rishonim point out because all fathers. So Ameichel alat makpit, and Mimele, a son in the presence of the father, and the Stasis points out, even if the son happens to be a Talmid of the father. So if the father is both, he's a father and a Rebbe, and a Rabbi Mubo. But a son, he does not feel inhibited in the presence of the father, because there is too close a relationship to feel inhibited. So Mimele, for a son to sit in a reclining position, is an expression of chaos. But even if the son happens to be a Talmid of the father, but for someone who is not his son, a Talmid who is not his son, in the presence of the father, so he feels inhibited, and Mimele, Hesebe is not an expression of faith. Meisve im hakilo de meisa, but for a Talmid is a Rabbi. So we see that even a Talmid in the presence of the Rebbe is mechuyev b'seivi. Ki tanya ahi b'shulye d'nagya. So this is mentioned in connection with a carpenter's talmid, where a talmid of a trade. So there is no aloha of mere ligabe a rebbe of a trade. So mele doesn't feel inhibited in the presence of the rebbe of the trade. So mele is mechuyev b'seiv. Iboyer l'shameshma. How about a waiter? Is he mechuyev b'seiv? Toshma. Dober b'shir b'levi. Hashama she'ocho kazayis ma'atzo. So we see that the waiter, even though he attends to everybody, to all the guests, but he is mechuyev b'seiv. Shman. Shman the boy, say be shman. Now then there's another piece of news. Ve'yomar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi. I mean, the Shia will deal primarily with the union of a seder, but this, the next piece of Gemara, is very relevant to the union of a seder. Ve'yomar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi. Moshim chayove yizbar ha-keses alom. That women, so the general principle is that women up to a Issa of Mrs. Sesha Asman Grom, and so I should say that other cases, being the Mrs. Sesha Asman Grom, that's not him up to it. So Shimon Levi tells us that even though other cases is the Mrs. Sesha Asman Grom, still Moshim Amuchiyotis. Why Shafin and Hoyo Isanes? They are also involved in the Ness. So the same thing the Gemara says in connection with Neiras Chanukah, that Moshim Amuchiyotis to light the Chanukah candles. And the same thing the Gemara says in connection with the Megillah, that Noshim HaMechuyev to read, to hear the Megillah. Because even though it's, these are Mrs. Sesha Asman Grome, because Afein Hoyu Beis Yanis. Omer Rabbi Yudha Mashmuel, Abo Kisis Halolu, Tzorich Sheyei Ben Kidei Mizigas Kisiyot. That means that in our cases, so it's Mechuyev to have the wine diluted. In other words, he shouldn't drink Yain Chai, undiluted wine. But it has to be diluted with what? What does it mean? It means one part wine and three parts water. Would that apply to the wine of Zman Chazal, which was much, much stronger than today's wines? But today's wines, so are not so strong, so they do not require that ratio. So, Shoshon Chai, suppose he drinks the other cases, undiluted, Yotzo. So is it. Shoshon Basachas, Yotzo. If he drinks it, be Basachas, so is also it. Now then, Gemara explained, Basachas means, so according to most Rashani, Basachas means four different cups, but not al sidra pachas. The chuyev to say the kiddush of the first cup and drink it. And then to say Asher Olonu B'Gol HaSav Yisayinu of the second cup and drink it. And then to say Birkas HaMozen of the third cup and drink it. And then to say how God of the fourth cup and drink it. Suppose he didn't, he made kiddush over one cup and he drank that. Then he took and he filled up another cup and drank it. Then without saying Asher Olonu. Then he filled up a third cup and drank it. Then he filled up a fourth cup and drank it. So, he's yes. So, Omar Hove, Yidei Yayin Yotzo, Yidei Cheirus Lo Yotzo. So, Shoson Chai, so he's yes, the mitzvah of Yayin, but the mitzvah of Cheirus not. So what does it mean? So the Rashbam and Teisves, they say, that what does it mean, Yidiyayin Yotzo? The Rashbam says, Yidiyayin Yotzo, if Shoson Chai, that means he was Mikayim the mitzvah of other cases. And what? Because after all he did drink wine, but it was undiluted. So it was not such a pleasant drink, not a siya reva, but it was still wine. So the mail is here, it's the mitzvah of other cases. Yidiyayin Yotzo, So Rashi and Rashbam and Teisves, they all say it means it's not a mitzvah shleimo, it's not a mitzvah namufka. But the ikah he fulfilled by drinking undiluted wine. Then shosam vasachas. So again the Gemara says Gidiyah in Yotzo. Here the Gemara says Gidiyah abakeisis liyotzo. So what does it mean shosam vasachas? Shosam vasachas means not al sidra boches. He just drank four cups of wine one after the other. So there he wasn't mikayim the mitzvah of other cases. So the first expression with the ayin yotzo, according to Rashi and Rashbam and Teisves, means he was mikayim the mitzvah of other cases, but it's not the mitzvah shleimo, it's not the mitzvah amufka. The second expression of the ayin yotzo means he's mikayim simchas yom, not the mitzvah of other cases. And the day other cases lo yotzo, the mitzvah of other cases he was not mikayim. Now that's Rashi and Rashbam Teisves. Now, the Rambam, the Rif and the Rambam, they had another girsa in Likva. Their girsa was, Shoson Chai, if one drinks undiluted wine, so Yotzo, Omarove, Yidei Arba Keises Yotzo, Yidei Cheirus Loyot. So, I heard from my father, the Chedot Roche, and the same thing is mentioned by my uncle in his Sefer, by Ravel, that there are two mitzvahs in our cases. One mitzvah in our cases is one aspect. In our cases is to set up four cases of bracha. The first cause is a case of bracha or kiddush. The second cause is a case of bracha and the bracha in Asher Olonu. The third cause is a case of bracha and the Samos. The fourth cause is a case of bracha, halal halagot. Now, halal halagot, the case of bracha, the fourth cause of halal halagot, and the set of bracha, the second course, Asher Olonu, that's something peculiar to Pesach night. You don't have it at any other time. Now, the case of bracha of Kiddush, you have every Shabbos and every Yom Teh. But there is a difference. Because every Shabbos and every Yom Teh, so if you want, you make Kiddush over wine. So then it's a case of bracha. If you want, you can make Kiddush over pass. Mashiach in Pesach night, one cannot say, I'll make Kiddush over pass. He must make Kiddush over wine. So there is a special halacha. Now, and the third course, Birkas HaMozen, so that you have a Kishon Broche any day. But, according to many Rishenim, it's only when it's Bizimun, according to many Rishenim, it's only when it's Asoro. But Sheink in Pesach night, Asoro, whether you have Asoro, or you have three, or it's Be'yechides, he's Mechuyev to recite the Birkas HaMozen over Yakosh HaYad. So there is a special halacha of setting up four cases of bracha. Four cases of bracha. Then there is another mitzvah. Because the Rambam says, וכל די ודי חי ודום פרק זי מלכס חמסם עצה לא חבוב כל די ודי חי ודום הארס עש עצמי כאילו הוא בעצמי יוצאת המשיבות מצרים שנאמר ויסון העיצי מישהו ועל דום הזה קציבה חודש בורך ובתירו וזוכרתו כן וייסו כלא אימא כאילו בעצמך הוא ייסו עבד ויוצא שו לחירוס ולבדי זכו לפי חו כשסייד אודם בלילה הזה צורך לאחר ולשתץ והוא מייסב דרך חירוס וכל אחד ואחד בין אנושים בין נושים חייב לשתץ בלילה הזה ארבו כיסי של יאי why? because חייב אודם הארס עצמי כאילו בעצמי יוצא so he has to demonstrate חירוס to act out חירוס so how does he demonstrate חירוס? By eating and drinking in a reclining position in accordance with the practice of Melochim of Mecheri and also by drinking four cups of wine. So there is a mitzvah of sharing chayrus by drinking wine. So, and then the Rambam says in Alochates, Arbo cases alolu tzorech limzi keson kidei shetiyesh siya arivo hakel ifi ayayin vidaz ha-sheis ve-yipris ba-abatom yovis yayin chay שושה ארבע קייסס תהילו מיין שני מוזוק יוצא ידי ארבע קייסס ולא יוצא ידי חירוס so שושה חי so יוצא ידי ארבע קייסס וזה גיר סדרי ידי ארבע קייסס יוצא because in all cases של ברוכה there is only a hidro to have it diluted but it's not back in the mitzvah so even if it's undiluted it's a good case של ברוכה so mele since there are two aspects in ארבע קייסס one chiyuv is to a chiyuv to set up four cases of bracha, another chiyuv is to demonstrate chirus by drinking four cups of wine. So mele, if he drinks it undiluted, so mele it's not a siya arevo, it's not derech chirus if it's undiluted. But four cases of bracha, the mitzvah of setting up four cases of bracha, he was mikayim. And then, so the Rambam says, yotzei de abo cases, so yotzei de chirus. Shosa abo cases mizuki mipasachas. Yidei chayrus yotzo, yidei abo keises lo yotzo. Suppose he drinks one cup after the other, not al seder apoches, so then the mitzvah of showing chayrus that he fulfilled. But the mitzvah of setting up for kish of broche, he certainly did not fulfill. So yidei chayrus yotzo, yidei abo keises lo yotzo. Alright. Now, the Volvo in the Sefer says that this is true according to the Rambam, that there are two aspects. Mashenkin according to Tesves and all the Rishenim who don't have the girse of the reef and they are gerais yidiyayim yotzi the chirus liyotzo and then the other case just in Basachas yidiyayim yotzi the chirus liyotzo so the Bible says they hold that there is only one mitzvah Pesach night to set up four cases of broche there is no mitzvah of showing chirus of drinking wine but this doesn't seem like that from Tesves because Tesves at the beginning of Arbe Pesachim has a sofit where the Pesach night so every one of the Nibais has to drink four cups of wine or Pesach night it's like Kiddush so each every Shabbos and Yom Tev so the Balabais makes Kiddush and he drinks someone drinks it requires time and then everybody's eats so Tesves has a sofit at the beginning of Arbe Pesachim then Tesves comes to the conclusion Lahachia that Pesach night there is a chiyuv incumbent upon every member of the household to drink. He cannot be yetzeh by listening to the kiddush by the father. But everyone must drink. So we see that Tesves conclusion is true, there was an alternative in Tesves' mind that perhaps Pesach night there is only one chiyuv but the conclusion of Tesves is that everyone must drink. So apparently Tesves' conclusion is that there are two aspects. That there are two aspects. So in Mele, we have to say that Tesves also agrees with the Shittas Rambam. True, Tesves explains the Gemara. Tesves says, Shoson Chai. So according to the Rif in the Rambam, Shoson Chai undiluted. So Yidei, Arba Kesis Yotza. The mitzvah of setting up four Kesil Broch is Mikai. Yidei Chirus Loyotza, the mitzvah of demonstrating Chayus is not Mikai. But Tesves and the Rosh, and the Ram, they all say that they have our girse, not the reef in the Rambam's girse. And they say that by Shoson Chai, Yidiyai Yotza means he is mitayim the mitzvah. But the mitzvah of other cases, but it's not the mitzvah of Mufra. So they don't agree with the Rambam. True, they don't agree with the Rambam. So on this point, they don't agree with the Rambam. Whereas according to the Rambam, if it's Chai, so he's only mitayim the mitzvah of setting up 40 Yishol Boah. But he's not mitayim the mitzvah of demonstrating chayrus, so Teis Veshite and the Rosh Shite and the Ram Shite is that Shoson Chai is Mikayev both mitzvahs, because even undiluted wine is an expression of Chayos. It's not a mitzvah mufra, of course. Diluted wine is more expressive of Chayos than undiluted, but undiluted wine is also an expression of Chayos. So it's Mikayev the mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah mufra. But this is also agrees with the main concept of the Rif and the Rambam, that there are two mitzvahs. And then, in connection with Shoson Basachas, so according to Tesis Gilson, the Gemara says, Yidiyayim Yotso. Yidiyabakeis Liotso, so Shoson Basachas, what does it mean that Abakeis Liotso is not Mikhail Mitzvah Abakeis? But Yidiyayim Yotso, so Tesis says, Simchas Yontet. Yidiyayim Yotso appears in the Simchas Yontet. The Salka Daito, Hoyu Bittiknu Dawet Geises, Loi Nofit Mili Simchas Yontet, Velim King Yotso Yidiyabakeis. I could have Salka Daito, that in view of the fact that Chachomim won Misakein Dalet cases, so maybe if he didn't drink Dalet cases, I'll say the Abroches, so he shouldn't even fulfill the Mitzvah's Machbrecha. How could I have such a Salka Daito? Mitzvah's Amer, cases doesn't say Mitzvah's Machbrecha Gecho. The Rashbam mentions Machbrecha Gecho. Tesis just says, Perish in a Simchas Yontem. He's Salka Daito, how we take Dalet cases, we know in a Simchas Yontem. But everyone assumes that he means the Mitzvah's Machbrecha Gecho. But Tesis doesn't mention Mitzvah Machbrecha. Now it is obvious that Tesis does not mean Mitzvah Machbrecha Gecho. Because if Tesis had reference to Machbrecha Gecho, how could there be such a Salka Daito that just because he was not Mikayim the Mitzvah of other cases, he's not Mikayim the Mitzvah of the Reise of Mitzvah Machbrecha Gecho, which has nothing to do with Pesach? So the Pshat in Tesis is that Tesis also agrees with the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam that there are two mitzvahs. There is a mitzvah of setting up for Kedush Obroch, and there is a mitzvah also of demonstrating chayos. Now, the Rambam says, "Bicholdei v'dei chay v'odam l'haris es atzmei, ki lohu bi'atzmei yotza'ato mishibut Mitzrayim, shenema v'isonu ha'itz mishem, v'aldom oze tziva kudish bohuchu b'teiro, v'izochar to kevet v'yiso, t'leima ki lo'ato v'atzmei cho yiso evet, v'yotzoso v'chirus v'nivdeis." So the Rambam said, "Lefichoch ki shesei dodom b'layla zeh." The expression lefichoch is not a common expression in the Rambam. Lefichoch. But it's remarkable that the same term of lefichoch is mentioned in Agbad. I mean, that's in the Mishnah, that's in the Mechil. So bechodei odei chai vodom nivet esatz miyotz misrai, shere vabison leitz mishet, lefichoch anach chayom leidis olal, shabeichol foyol leidis lahale. So the Rambam, instead of saying lefichoch, anach chayom leidis lahale, shabeichol foyol leidis lahale, so the Rambam says, lefichoch ish esayi dodom malayla azeh, צורך לאכול ולשתי זו מייסד דרך חיוס, וכל אכול ואכול באנושים בנושים חי ולשת בלילה הזה. So it is obvious that the Rambam uses the same term לפוחר, because the mitzvah of Esebe and the mitzvah of Abba Cases is based upon the deraise of Chai Vodom Liris is Atzmei. And the Rambam has another girse, Chai Vodom Laharis is Atzmei. Not Liris is Atzmei, but Laharis is Atzmei. Ki Ruhu Ba'atzmei Yota Atzmei Shilt Mitzrayim. What does it mean? Chai Vodom Laharis is Atzmei. The Rambam certainly does not mean to suggest what a certain rabbi at one time suggested, that the Erev Pesach everyone should take LSD in order to think that now he was delivered from Mitzrayim. This is not what the Rambam means. So what does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says, what does it mean? That he has to cultivate an insanity and become a schizophrenic and really think that he was in Mitzrayim and he was a liver? I mean, it's inconceivable that this is the mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Becholdei Ovodei Chai Vodom Haris Esatzmei Kovatz Miyosat Mishib Mitzrayim means that a person should not take the chirus from Mitzrayim for granted, but he should, his mechuyev Pesach night, to recapitulate in his own mind and in his own heart the experience of the Shibut Mitzrayim and of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Mimele, he has to be motivated by the Yitzias Mitzrayim as if the Yitzias Mitzrayim overtook him personally. That's why the Balagode says, וכל דרך חייבות ומארץ זה עצמי להיות מצרים שאין רבי סונא יצאו משום ולפיכך אנחנו חייבים להדס להלו לשבח לפויה. Now the Gemara in Psochim says, in the Agadot, so how was Hashem kol goyim שפכו כל הלאומים? So how was Hashem kol goyim in Israel? שפכו כל הלאומים, so אילו מסיימו. So Reb Chaim says in explaining that Gemara, that what's the pshat? Because there is shvach and there is idoy. The Gimel Rishenis in the Shmoneh Esrei represent Shvach. The Gimel Achilis Mishnah Esrei represents Nidoi. What's the difference between Shvach and Nidoi? Shvach means praise, and Nidoi means gratitude. If a Nes overtakes another person who is not close to me, so I can give Shvach to the Rebbeinu Sholem, to praise the Rebbeinu Sholem for saving that person, even if he's not a friend of mine. But Nidoi I cannot give to the Rebbeinu Sholem unless he's chobivo like an afshi. Then I can give Nidoi to Rebbeinu Sholem, I can express gratitude. So when Yitzias Mitzrayim took place, so even the Umeseimo, who were not saved by Yitzias Mitzrayim, so they could also be expected to give value to Shvach, to the Rebbeinu Sholem. Masha'in in Yisrael, so not only was the Mechuyet to give Shvach to the Rebbeinu Sholem, but also Nidoi to express gratitude. So how was Hashem Kolgoi? So Halgo means Nidoi, gratitude. So Elul Yisrael, Shabchu Kolgoi means Elul Meseiro. Elul Meseiro. So the Mele, Bichol Deir Vadeir Chayvodom, Laharis Esat Guliotam Mitzrayim, that means that Pesach night, he is Mechuyev not only to give Shvach to the Rebbeinu Sholem, but to give Nidoi. How can he give Nidoi for something that overtook our ancestors thousands of years ago? I was not involved. The halacha is no. I was involved, so I have to give gratitude. That's why the Baragode concludes. So the Rambam says. That means there are two kinds of idoyes. There is a idoye. There is a idoye. A verbal idoye, that's the idoye that the Baragode mentions, and there is a symbolic idoye. So in other words, if even without the Takonis Chachamim, there was a mitzvah kiyumis in drinking wine, derecherus, because by drinking wine, derecherus, we demonstrate cherus. So mainly it's a symbolic idoye for the nest of Yitzias Mitzrayim that overtakes us, Al Pedin, every place of life. So it's a mitzvah yumis, but it's not a mitzvah yumis in the rice. To give verbal endoye, that's a mitzvah yumis. But lefich hanach l'chayomi. But here he says, lefich hanach l'chayomi, but here he says, so lech lechel u'ish teis, v'meis in darachel. So mele, he has to demonstrate that the nest of Yitzias Mitzrayim is overtaking him now. In other words, he's mechuyev to wikipedia. The experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim every Pesach night, and he has to show it. How does he show it? So the Chachomim lo misake in Hesebe to demonstrate chayus, and also to drink four cups of wine. So Mimele Teisve says, today says Yivin, Shosom Levasachas, that means not al Sidra Broches. So the mitzvah of setting up for Kesho Broche was in Mikayim, but the mitzvah of demonstrating chayus. So, see, has to be Mikayim, why? What's the basis for drinking other cases? So the Rambam says, the mitzvah of Chai Vodom Laharis Esatzmei, Kilubatzmei Yotzem Shibit Mitzrayim. Now, the Midrash says that on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Jews drank wine. Because Yain Yisamach Levavenish, so Mele, when one attains such a gule, experiences such a gule, so he has to show his simche by drinking wine. So Mele, by drinking the four cups of wine, he demonstrates the simche that is natural for a person who just regained his freedom. Now, every Jew has to feel Pesach night that as if he had just regained his freedom. So mele, yam yisamach l'vavenesh, in simcha l'viyayi. So because of that, he the chachomim were misakein to demonstrate chayus by drinking wine. So this also means the same shite like the Rif in the Ram. Alright, so mele, that's the Gemara. Alright. Now let's turn to the Gemara of Esebe. Kule name tzrich Esebe. Heis ves daf kuf ches amud alef. That since one motion says the first two cups of wine require Esebe, the second motion says the last two cups require Esebe, so mainly all the four cups require Esebe. We hold our cases tzrich in Esebe b'shasim. Mitzorech hi, Teisa says, im shochach v'lo yehesef, im yavza v'ish, v'chein im ikei shlishi lo yehesef, im yochi lavza v'ishtetz v'esebe, af al gavdi b'in shlishi lo yavvi lo yishtetz. So Teisa says, suppose one drinks the wine without a saint, not in a reclining position, does he have to drink the wine all over again? Or let's say he ate the matzah without a saint, does he have to eat the matzah all over again? Or not? In other words, the Eved, is it miyakeif or it's not miyakeif? So Tesis has a sofik, and Tesis doesn't solve the sofik. It's a sofik. Now the Rosh mentions that, and the Rosh comes to the conclusion that he has to do it all over again. The Rosh in Perek Asiri of Psachim, paragraph 4. So the Rosh says, V'imochal b'lo yaseide, yarzir v'yechal b'asei. Taisa says it's sofi, but the Rosh says that if he ate matzah without a seibe, yarzir v'yechal b'aseide, v'chei b'kes nishin b'sheini, im lo yishos ha b'aseibe, yarzir v'yishte b'aseide, avol b'kes nishin o rivi, im yishte yese, nira kimeisi v'ala keises, ומי הוא יקלו מימה, כאילו שסוסו שלו כתיקוני, הוא ברר הדובו שלו עם הקייסס היו, ומה שסייסה עדו הוא קשר חייב. So one thing is clear in the mind of the Rosh, that in the connection with matze, if one ate matze without a seibe, so he's mikayim the mitzvah, so he's not mikayim the mitzvah of matze, and he has to eat matze over. In connection with other cases, so insofar as the first two cups are concerned, so there is no iser to drink more. Birishen Lishemi, so he's allowed to drink. So there is no doubt in the mind of the Rosh that if he wasn't mesed in the first two cups, so Mimele, he is mechuyev to drink over again. But if he has a sofik, how about the kishlishin kisrevi? So the halacha is that he's not allowed bishlishin levi to drink. So Mimele, perhaps, on account of that iser, so if he drank the third and the fourth course without the seibe, he shouldn't drink it over again, because it involves an isa. Or, no, maybe since he didn't do it properly, so maybe he's not made of our case. And then he comes to the conclusion that even in connection with the third and fourth cup, if he drank the third and the fourth cup without the seibe, so he has to drink it over again, because inasmuch as he didn't do it properly, so he's not based on our cases. So the two cups that he drank without the seibe, that's not as if, so these two cups we consider as if he didn't drink them. So it's not a case of heimo. So it's not based on our case. But we see from the Rosh that while he had the sofik in his mind, in connection with the last two cases, but it was clear in his mind, in connection with the first two cases, and in connection with matzeh, that if he didn't do it with the seibe, he has to do it over again with the seibe. All right. Now, from the Rambam's Loshen, so by Uncle Gadol in the Sefer, in Midayit, from the Loshen of the Rambam, that the Rambam, Shita is Bipshites, that if he drank all the cases without the seibe, or he ate matzeh without the seibe, he doesn't have to do it over again. So in other words, the Loshen, so in other words, so we have three shittes. Teisves as a suffix. Whether in case of one who ate matzah without a seife, or drank have a case without a seife, whether he's mechuyev to do it over again, Teisves as a suffix. The Rosh says that he has to do it over again, and the Rambam says he doesn't have to do it over again. Now the Rosh and the Rambam is, ואם מסי צריך לנסייבה בשעס אכילס כזייס, מצה ומסייס אבקייס אסייל. ושור אחר עושה יוסי, עם היסף הרי זה משובח. ועם לאו, אין מצור. So we see, it's a very much dying, in as much as the Rambam mentions, that there is a mitzvah kiyumis in making a seibe bishor achal osei, so when he eats gefilte fish or meat, so he also, and he's reclines, so he also has a mitzvah kiyumis. So we see from the Shittas Rambam is that the Seibe is an independent mitzvah. It's not an integral part of Matzeh. It's not an integral part of our cases. And this is how Rambam explains the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh. Now the Rosh it is that if he drank the other cases without the Seibe, he's mechuyev to do it over. If he ate Matzeh without the Seibe, he's mechuyev to do it over. The Shita of Rambam is not mechuyev. What is involved? The question is a seibe. Seibe means derachet. That's a seibe. So is a seibe an independent mitzvah? But the Chachomim applied it to anything that is obligatory. So in other words, what is obligatory? Pesach night, kazat matzeh, and abakeitzes. So everything that is obligatory, every achilah you see that is obligatory, Pesach night has to be done by a seibe. But it's an independent kiyum. It's not imminent in the kiyum ha-mitzvah of achilas matzeh, or the kiyum ha-mitzvah of siyas abakeitzes. Or the dakonis Chachomim was that the seibe should be imminent in the mitzvah of achilas matzeh. And it is an integral part of the mitzvah achilas matzeh. Mimele, he eats the matzeh without the seibe, so he hasn't fulfilled with the rabbon. He hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of matzeh. If he drinks the abakeses without the seibe, so he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of abakeses. If we say it's an independent film, but not an integral part of the mitzvah of abakeses and yayin, so suppose he ate the matzeh, or he drank the abakeses without the seibe, that means the mitzvah of abakeses and of matzeh was mikayim fully, even with the rabbonim was mikayim fully. But he failed to fulfill an independent mitzvah of a seibe, so there is nothing. So it's u'mashol yochel iskein. What can he do? He was already mikayim. But if we say that the Kodesh Chachomim was that the seibe is an integral part of the mitzvah of Kodesh Matzeh, Shias abakeses, so Mimele, if he drank the abakeses, he ate the matzeh without the seibe, that means Midrabboni did not fulfill the mitzvah of matzeh. Midrabboni did not fulfill the mitzvah of abakeses. So he has to do it over again. This is what he says. And Teisves has his own. Now, so I have one question against Rabbo's explanation of the machlekes between the Rambam and Rosh. In other words, he says that according to the Rambam, so a seibe is an independent. So the Mele, if he ate the matzeh without the seibe, so the mitzvah of matzeh was mikayim completely, even with the Rabbon. But he failed to be mikayim an independent. So he cannot rectify it. But then, and the Rosh Hashanah is that the seibe is an integral part of the mitzvah of matzeh. A seibe is an integral part of the mitzvah of siyas abakeses. Now the Rosh, in the Shakel Italia of the Rosh, so while he has a suffix in connection with the lesser cases, as to whether he has to do it over again, if at the first time he drank the last two cases without a seipe, so he has a suffix, but he's sure that in regard to matzeh and the first two cases, he certainly has to do it over again. So the question is this, Monafshah, if we say that the reason is why one is mechuyev to do it over again is because a seipe is an integral part of the mitzvah of other cases, so if it is an integral part of the mitzvah of cases, how can the Rosh even have his alkedaitoch that in respect to the third and the fourth, just because there is the aloche of Vishnishi Levi'il Yishte, so Mele, he shouldn't do it over again. Why? Because he's lazy, ala cases. How is he lazy? It's an integral part, the Seibe is an integral part of the mitzvah of cases. And if in the Kosh Lishi, in the Kosh Revi, he didn't reply, so that means he wasn't mikayim of cases. So how is he meisiv? All right, the Rosh in the conclusion says that he's not a meisiv, because in view of the fact that he didn't reply in the drinking of the third and the fourth, so the third and the fourth at that time did not constitute keishol heivo. Now there will be keishol heivo. But so that's the conclusion. But the Rosh had no alternative in his mind, that even if we assume that in the connection with the third and the fourth, if he wasn't reclining, so he shouldn't drink over again, but in connection with matzeh, he has to do it over again. So we cannot, why in connection with matzeh he has to do it over again? Why in connection with the first two cups he has to do it over again? Why? Because it's an integral part. If it's an integral part, so he should do it over again in connection with the third and fourth loop. So it seems, so we have to add one thing to what Rav says. In the conclusion, the final conclusion of the Rosh, when the Rosh says that even in connection with the third and fourth cup, if he didn't recline, so he has to drink it over again, so he's establishing the aloche that I say there is a suitable part of Shias Abakeses. So maybe there is no Yisera, okay. read it all again. So in that alternative shita, the Rosh assumed that Arba Cases is not, that Hasebe is not an integral part of Arba Cases. Hasebe is not an integral part of Arba Cases. Now, if it's not an integral part of Arba Cases, so why does he do the same, even the alternative shita, that in connection with the first and second part, he has to drink it over again? But if it's not an integral part of Arba Cases, so that means the mitzvah of Arba Cases was entirely fully. So of what avail is the fact that he'll drink over again and do the mitzvah? But when he drinks over again, he will not be retiring the mitzvah of Arba Cases now. Now it will be just drinking of wine, not the mitzvah of Arba Cases. So what will he accomplish? So in order to answer this question, we have to understand the whole lumdus of a seder being an integral part of Arba Cases and the seder being an integral part of the mitzvah of Matzah. How can it be an integral part? After all, Arba Cases is one mitzvah and the seder is another mitzvah. So, in view of the fact that the Shita Sarif and the Rambam, and as I said, so Teisa Shita is also like that there are two aspects in Arba Cases. One aspect is to set up four cases of Oche, and another aspect is to demonstrate chayos. And on what is this mitzvah of demonstrating chayos? It's based upon the mitzvah that I say of the Chodei of the day, Chayotam Laharis Esatzmei Kiliyotam Mitzray. So with Fichoch, so with Chayot Mohaseif and with Fichoch, he is Chayot Lishtei Siyarei, what the Rambam says. So that means that with the Raisei, there is a mitzvah kiyumis of drinking yain Pesach night. With the Raisei, there is a mitzvah kiyumis in showing chayrus by reclining, by a seibe, there are necheri. And Chachomim or Misachi in the mitzvah kiyumis, that he has to be meisev, and he has to drink four cups of wine. So the essence of the mitzvah of a seibe is what? To demonstrate chayrus. And what is the essence of the mitzvah of Arba Cases, insofar as the aspect of chayrus is concerned? Also to demonstrate chayrus. So in other words, there is a common aspect in both mitzvahs, in the mitzvah of Sias Arba Cases and in the mitzvah of the Seibe. So because of that, Chachomim or Misakein, that if one drinks Arba Cases without a Seibe, so Mimele he didn't demonstrate chayrus by making a Seibe, so he is not Mikayim in the mitzvah of Sias Arba Cases, which itself is by way of demonstrating chayrus. Because both the mitzvah of drinking Arba Cases is for the purpose of demonstrating chayrus, the mitzvah of reclining is for the purpose of demonstrating chayrus. So the Kodesh Chachamim was that the chayrus demonstration that inheres in a seibe is mi'akeh in the chayrus demonstration that inheres in the Sias Arba Cases. Now, so that's all right in connection with Sias Arba Cases. But according to the Rosh, a seder is na'akev even in the mitzvah of matzah. So there too, it midrabon. So a seder is an integral part of achilas matzah. Where is the common aspect in matzah, achilas matzah, and the seder? So the common aspect in Sias Arba Cases and the seder we know. But where is the common aspect in the seder and achilas matzah? Now there is a Gemara. There is a Gemara. Daf Lamed Vov in Pesachim, and Daf Des Vov Lamed Beis in Pesachim. Omar Shmuel, Lechem Eini, Lechem Sheini No Lovdvorim Ha. So the Rach says Daf Kuf Des Vov in Pesachim. What does it mean? Lechem Eini, Lechem Sheini No Lovdvorim Ha. Be Pidish Eini No Lovagode. Matzo Zu Shelo Ichli Mal Shemo. Am Gamil Eini. Kol Shelo Mas Lo Shidvom Lo Pesach Yosef Chavasek. Ve'ilei Pesach Matzo Mor. So matzah zu shel eichlin al shemo, al shum shel hizit zik shal esenu. So lachmiz. Ashe nigo al emelech machum lach kodesh bohu. So in other words, this, so we have to say it. How do we know that we have to say Pesach night matzah zu shel eichlin al shemo? Because the Torah says in connection with achilas matzah, lechem eini. So the Gemara Darshins, lechem sheinu o dvorim harbe. Which dvorim? Matzah zu shel eichlin. That's the pshat of the Rach. Rashi, daf lamed vov, im sochit. Thank you. Lechem Shein of Dvorim, Shegim Rimu of Esahalil Veim Lo Rabot. So Rashi says that the Pshat in Lechem Eini, Lechem Shein of Dvorim Harbe means because you have to say that. I mean, you have to say that. That is implicit in the mitzvah of Zocher Chayim Hazeh Shishitos Mitzrayim, in the mitzvah Yikal Vavich Bayah Ulaimeya. Why do we have to resort to the mitzvah? To a posik of Lechem Eini to be advised that you have to say that God, there is a posik mefurish in the Torah. We can't to reveal Chozo Chatayim Azeh Ashi Yisosom Mitzrayim. With all the droshes, the Mechilte, Ein Le Yalosh Kishi Eish Lebe. Ein Le Be'el Minayim, Talud Leim Azocher Chatayim Azeh Ashi Yisosom Mitzrayim. So we have psukim in the Torah that tell us that one is mechuyev to say that God. Why do we have this all the droshe of Lechem Eini, Lechem Shein Zorma? Now, the Halachas Deilaris, Rav Sadie Goyen, do not include the mitzvah of Vigalton Vilcho, Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Mina Mitzvahs. The Rambam, the Chinuch, they do mention it in the Mina Mitzvahs. But Rav Sadie Goyen, Halachas Deilaris, they don't mention. So the question arises, why don't the Rav Sadie Goyen and Halachas Deilaris include the mitzvah of Vigalton Vilcho, Zochas Ayim Azash, Mitzrayim, Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the Mina Mitzvahs? So obviously, Rav Sadie Goyen and Halachas Deilaris, they hold that Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach Night, is not an independent mitzvah. It's only concomitant of Achilas Matzah. In other words, according to Rav Sadie Goyen and Halachas Deilaris, if a Jew, let's say there are many Jews unfortunately in Soviet Russia, who cannot eat Matzah Pesach Night, so they're not mechuyev to recite Akkad. According to the Rambam, so the mitzvah of Igayot to Lebincho, end of Zochas Ayim Azeh Shitos Mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah. Whether there is matzah or there is no matzah, it's an independent mitzvah. According to Rav Sadie Goyen and Halachas Deilaris, it's a concomitant of the mitzvah of matzah. And where is that halacha mentioned? In this drasha of lechem eini, lechem she'eino l'dvorim harbe. So in other words, the mitzvah of Sipos Yisrael has to take place in connection with achilas matzah. And if there is no achilas matzah, there is no mitzvah of Sipos Yisrael. But the Rashi is like the Rambam, that it's a separate mitzvah. So why do we have to resort, according to Rabbi Hananel, to the droshe of lechem eini, lechem she'eino l'dvorim harbe? Because of matzo zu, sh'lo eichlim al shemo. Now, Ram Gamliel says, kol shel yom ha'shlishi dvorim leilu pesach, lo yotzei l'chivach, leilu in pesach matzo mo. Matzo zu, sh'lo eichlim al shemo, al shum shel hispik v'teikom, shel abisein lach. So the plain pshat in the Gemara, Ram Gamliel is, that which chayv wasn't in Mikayim? The chayv of Tzipor Yitzias Mitzrayim. In other words, if a Jew will say everything, Avon Meir Nefar Mitzrayim, Arami Yehudovi, but he will not say Matzezu Shemeichlem Al Shemo, so he was not Mikayim the mitzvah of Tzipor Yitzias Mitzrayim for. In other words, the saying of Matzezu Shemeichlem is an important ingredient in the mitzvah of Tzipor Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the plain pshat. But the Ramban in Luchamis, in the second Perek, in Broches, says that the Pshat in Rav Gamliel Eimer, Kol Shel Yom HaShlishi Yitvorim Leilu Pesach, Leyotze Dechivosei. So it doesn't mean only he was not Mikayim the Mitzvah of Sipa Yisrael Mitzrayim for him. That of course is true, but it goes beyond that. Leyotze Dechivosei means, says the Ramban in Luchamis, that he was not Mikayim the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah for him. In other words, there is an aspect in Achilas Matzeh, there are two kiyum. First of all, there is the mitzvah of Be'erev Techo Matzeh. Now, if a Jew eats Matzeh Pesach Night, and he doesn't couple it with the declaration, Matzeh Zuh Shonarichon Al Shemo, so he's still carrying the mitzvah of Be'erev Techo Matzeh. But there is another aspect in Achilas Matzeh, that if he eats Matzeh, and he couples it with the declaration of Matzah Zuh Shonarichon Al Shemo, in other words, he mentions the tam for eating Matzah. So then is Mikayim another mitzvah of Lechem Eini, Lechem She'eino l'dvorim harbe. So that means that Achilas Matzah also involves an aspect of Pirsum and Yisrael, of demonstrating chaos, of being mefarsem and nes. By eating Matzah, the couple that with the declaration, Matzah Zuh Shonarichon Al Shemo. Now, the Gemara says that Noshima Mechuyev in Arba cases, because Afin Hoyu Beis Hanes. So Teisves, Imidile, Teisves, Imzochim, as the Kashe, Teisves as the Kashe in two ways. But the main Kashe of Teisves is, why do we have to resort? Why does the Gemara resort to especially our pussy? technoshim amochliyovis in the mitzvah of achilas matzah pesach night, because kol sheyesh libalteich al chometz yesh mikum achil matzah, and inasmuch as noshim amochliyovis and the isar of chometz, so melad amochliyovis in the mitzvah of achil matzah. But without the drosha of kol sheyesh libalteich al chometz yesh mikum achil matzah, they should be mechuyev in achilas matzah in the mitzvah such as man gomer, because afein hoyu beisanes. So thanks for this. In one place they use the teretz that afein beisanes is only effective with rabbonon. In another place they give the teretz that it's only effective regarding mitzvah rabbonon. Not regarding mitzvah reise, that mitzvah reise it's not effective with rabbonon. And then Rav Yisef Ish Yerushalayim gives the teretz. Rav Yisef Ish Yerushalayim gives the teretz. The reason is why the Gemara has the resort to a special drosha of kol sheyesh libalteich al chometz yesh mikum achil matzah. But without the drosha, I would say noshim apturis from the mitzvah achilas matzah pesach night, on account of the general principle of mitzvah zman gomer noshim tureis, when we couldn't apply afein hoyu beisanes, even though according to Rav Yisef Ish Yerushalayim afein hoyu beisanes applies even to mitzvah reises, and with reise it applies to mitzvah reises, because if not for the drosha of kol sheyesh shnei, I would learn out gzeira shavah of chamishosa chamishosa, and I would say just as noshim apturis from the mitzvah of sukkah, so because of chamishosa chamishosa they should be apturis of the mitzvah achilas matzah. So that's why we have the gemara to resort to a special gersa kosuv of kol sheyesh libalteich al chometz yesh mikum achil matzah. So I heard from my father a very strong kasha against this. Why the tesis is this kasha? It's no kasha altogether. Because when can we say that afein hoyu beisanes imposes a chiyuv anoshim, even though it's such as man gomer, if the persona nisei is an integral part of the kima mitzvah, let's say nechanike. So nechanike, so the persona nisei is not just in the background of the mitzvah, it's the tam. No! All the halachas of nechanike, when it can be kind of nechanike, and how is the wild nechanike, are based upon this fundamental principle that the persona nisei, that's the essential feature of nechanike. And by mikra megillah also, so the reading of, so the persona nisei, that's the essential feature of mikra megillah. And other cases also, as we saw, that there are two kiyumim. One aspect is to set up for official broche, and another aspect is to demonstrate chayus. So in all these three mitzvahs, the nes is not only the background of the mitzvah. That's the essential feature. The persona nisei is the essential feature of the mitzvah. Masha'inki b'matzeh, so the mitzvah consists in eating matzeh. But the time is, why does the Torah say that we have to eat matzeh? Because of this. So that's only in the time for the mitzvah. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah achlas matzeh, not the mitzvah of person when he say. So how can the aloha of achinu kisanez apply? So the question is, why does the Tesis have that question? So why does the Tesis have to resort to all kinds of terutzim? Because if not for the drosha of kol sheyesh libalteich al chometz yesh mikum achil matzah, so I would learn how to gzeira shavah chamishos chamishosa. The halacha of afein beisanes has application only to a mitzvah where the person nisei is the essential feature of the mitzvah. Not, it has no application to a mitzvah where the person nisei is only tam. So this is difficult. The answer is because of this halacha of lechem eini, lechem she'eino of dvorim harde, and as the Ramban says in Milchamis and Broches, that when Amriel says kol shalom ha'shlish at dvorim yiru pesach liyotzei chavosei yiru pesach matzah morer, so it doesn't only mean liyotzei chavosei was not mikayim the mitzvah of sipa yitzias mitzrayim fully. Of course he wasn't mikayim the mitzvah of sipa yitzias mitzrayim fully, but the Ramban says it also implies that he wasn't mikayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah fully. So that means, why? Because of lechem eini, and the Rach explains it, she'eino dvorim harde, because he has to couple the achilas matzah with the declaration. Why I eat matzah? He has to say it, he has to verbalize it. Matzah zu she'eino al shemo. And if, let's say, he eats matzah, but he doesn't couple it with the declaration as to why he eats matzah, so in Mele, he does not fulfill it completely. He does have a foot. So that means that the persona nisei, even achilas matzah mideraisei, is an important feature in the kima mitzvah, insofar as the aspect of lechem eini, lechem she'im lo of dvorim harbe is concerned. So mimele, there is a common aspect. Now we asked, how can the Rosh say that if one ate the matzah without the seder, or he drank the four cases without the seder, so he's not mikayin, so he has to do it over again, And what's the pshat? That a seder is an integral part of the mitzvah achilas matzah. A seder is an integral part of Shias Yayin. But what's the common aspect? So in connection with Shias Yayin, the common aspect is to demonstrate chayus. Because it's the purpose of a seder is to demonstrate chayus, and the purpose of Shias Yayin is to demonstrate chayus, as the Rambam points out. But how could a seder be an integral part of achilas matzah? What is the common aspect? So the common aspect is pirsumanes, demonstrating chayus, pirsumanes. So in matzah there is a kiyum of pirsumanes for the haloche of lechemini, lechem sheini lozorim harbei. So by eating matzah and coupling it with the declaration of matzah zushalich al shemo, he thereby is mifals in the nes, and he demonstrates chayus. And the seiba, of course, so the essential feature of a seiba is to demonstrate chayus. So memele de chachomim mo misakein, that the seiba should be an integral part of the matzeh, and the seiba should be an integral part of the siyasa. Now, the original question was, but the Rosh, why the Rosh had not a suffix as to whether he has to do it all drink over again, in connection with the third and fourth cup, but in connection with the first and second cup, in connection with Achilas Matzeh, it was a pshites to the Rosh, that he has to do it over again. Now, so we raise the question, inasmuch as Chazal says, that the whole reason as to why he has to do it over again is because the same is an integral part of CSI, but in the alternative shita of the Rosh, that in connection with the third and the fourth course, he doesn't do it over again. So he assumed in the alternative shita that it's not an integral part, it's an independent mitzvah. So if it's an independent mitzvah, what's the purpose of doing it over again? He already was Mikhaim, the mitzvah of matzeh, completely, and he was Mikhaim already, the mitzvah of Shias Yayin completely. So how can he, why should he do it over again? How will he be misaking his mistake in failing to fulfill the independent mitzvah of a seder? Now, the Rosh and Rambam is, Perikvog nil cheskhomet o matzeh, aloch hala, mitzvesesem min ha-chira lach o matzeh b'lil chamishot, shenemar b'yerev tich o matzeh, b'chobokim in chol zman, v'vintolach ilo zuvi kom pesach, אלו זו מצווה לפני עצמו, ומצוות הכל הלאו. אך לשום הרגל, אך לסמצו משוס. רוצה איך ומצו, רוצה איך להירס, או ידי איכם מפלויס, או איפריס. תשיד עשרה מה מזנת לך, תשיד עשרה גרו. תשיד עשרה גרו is that there is a מצווה קיום, he is a feeling מצה, או פס. And the חזקוני, and the Torah, has the same shit. But תשיד עשרה מה is בפורש to the country. The Shidas HaRambam is that all of Pesach there is no Kima Mitzvah needing Matzah. There is only Shidas Yom Tichu Matzah is a Nisar Eseh, not Chometz. So when one eats Chometz on Pesach, besides the love of the Seichu Chometz, he is also even a Nisar Eseh. But there is no Mitzvah Kima. Not like the Shidas HaRambam. But then the Rambam says, Abo B'lul Chamishah Oso B'lvat Chevo U'mishohal Kazayis Yotzo Yidechevot. So the Rambam says that there is a Mitzvah of eating matzeh Pesach night. And then he concludes in Perikvob Aloch Alev, Avo B'lil Chamishoso B'lvat Chevo U'mishohal Kazayis Yosef Chivosim. Why does the Rambam say U'mishohal Kazayis Yosef Chivosim? The Rambam should say Avo B'lil Chamishoso Chevo Lechel Kazayis. The Rambam says Avo B'lil Chamishoso B'lvat Chevo U'mishohal Kazayis Yosef Chivosim. So from the Diyuk HaLoshon of the Rambam it's mashma that while according to the Rambam there is no mitzvah kiyumis of eating matzeh all the 7 days of Pesach, but Pesach night, so the mitzvah kiyumis consists in eating kazayis. That's the minimum that everyone is mechuyev to eat. But if he eats more than one kazayis, he's mekayem mitzvah. And if he eats 10 kazayisim, so with every additional kazayis that he eats, he's mekayem mitzvah kiyumis. And there is another raya that this is the Shittas Rambam. Now the Rambam, now there is a halacha that the Korban Pesach had to be eaten al haseiv. So that was the last thing that had to be. And then with the Rabbanon, so there is a halacha, we have to eat a kazayis matzeh at the end. And after that we cannot eat anymore. So that's the halacha of Hafikei. So the Rosh and Rambam is as follows. In Perek Ches, Yuchas Chomis Vat, halacha Tes. V'hakach nimsha b'sudeh, ve'ichel kol ma she'orei tzalachev, v'sheiseh kol ma she'orei tzalishteh. ובאחרי נוריכם צער הפסח, אפילו כזייץ, וניתן עם החוקשו. ובזמן הזה, דבר שלא קום פסח. איכל כזייץ מצו, וניתן עם אחר חוב. So according to some Rishonim, so the kazayis matzah that he has to eat is only zecher l'korban Pesach. But the Shittas HaRambam is, the Rambam says, kidei sheyi hefsek sudosei, vitam psara Pesach, that's bizman ha'bayis, Oh yeah, Macho, that's what Mama say. So the reason is why he has to eat like a caveman and not eat anything else is in order that the town Macho should remain with him. Oh yeah, Macho be peed, Shachelosom he amit. Shachelosom amit. So if we say that according to the Rambam, even though he's only required to eat one kazayis in the Raisa, but there is a mitzvah ki yomis in every additional kazayis that he eats, so you can understand what the Rambam says, that he has to eat the kazayis matzah at the end of the sude, and that concludes the sude in order that the tam matzo of mitzvah, and the Rambam emphasizes, or ya matzo bifim, shachilos on ya mitzvah, that the tam achilas matzo shall mitzvah, should remain in his bifim. But is why? Because even though he already was mikayim the chayim at the beginning of the evening, but when he eats at the end of the sude, and not the kazayis, he eats also mitzvah ki yomis with the raise. So in many ways, the tam matzeh, the tam achilas matzeh shall mitzvah should remain in his mouth. But if we say that there is no mitzvah ki yomis after he ate one kazayis, there is no mitzvah in eating any more matzeh Pesach night. So what kind of itam shlachil shal mitzvah it is? It's not the eating of the matzah is like eating fish or meat or anything else. So we see from this Rambam that while the Rambam is really kind of wrong, that there is no mitzvah kiyumis all days of Pesach, but there is a mitzvah kiyumis in achilas matzah, Pesach night, in every kazayis that eats. So Mimele, now, so Mimele, the Rosh conclusion is that the same is an integral part of Matzah and of other cases. So Mimele comes to the conclusion, even in connection with the third and the fourth course, that if he didn't drink them, the same he has to drink them all over. But before he came to that conclusion, so while he had an alternative sheet, that even in connection with the third and fourth, he doesn't drink them all over. So obviously assumed in the alternative shite that it's not an integral part. But he still insisted, even in the alternative shite, that in connection with the first and the second, he has to drink it over again. In connection with matzeh, he has to drink it over again. So he asked why? If in the alternative shite he assumed that it's an independent mitzvah, so what will he accomplish by eating matzeh all over again? He already was behind the mitzvah. The answer is he will accomplish. Because even though it's not an integral mitzvah, so it's an independent mitzvah, but he failed to fulfill the independent mitzvah of a seibe, that he could be mikayim in the course of eating matzah. But matzah shall eat, not matzah shall issues. So mimele, if he didn't eat b'aseibe, so he has to eat another kazayis, and the other kazayis will also constitute it. Not a mitzvah chiyuvis, and then it will be mikayimet, so it will be mikayim the mitzvah of a seibe in connection with achilas matzah. And the same thing is true with other cases, because by other cases, insofar, you see, since by other cases we have two aspects. One aspect is to set up four cases. Another aspect is siyareivo, to show chiyuvis. In respect to the first aspect of setting up four cases of roche, it's not chayach to say there is a mitzvah kiyumis in setting up five cases of roche. All right, in connection with the fifth course, there is a machloket hashem. So there is a special, according to some rishonim, there is a special aloche of a mitzvah kiyumis of cases of roche, the fifth course. But the sixth course, there certainly is no mitzvah kiyumis. But there is another aspect in other cases, the aspect of demonstrating chayus, and that involves a mitzvah kiyumis with raise. Because of Bechol Deo Deichai, what the Mohares has asked me, Kaliyotan Mitzrayim. So of course, insofar as the mitzvah that I say is concerned, is there anything significant in four cups? So if he drinks an extra cup of wine, is he arevo? So it's more of a mitzvah. So Mimele, even in the alternative shite, when the Rosh assumed that the Seder is an independent mitzvah, it's not an integral part of our cases, he still claimed that in connection with the first and second, in spite of the fact that the Seder is an independent mitzvah, if it wasn't meiseh for the first and the second course, so he has to drink it over again, because it would be a mitzvah kiyumis of demonstrating chayos. So Mimele, so he'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah of showing chayos in connection with the mitzvah kiyumis of siyas yain siyare. Now I want to discuss the union of Isha, Ligabi Hesed. So there are two Gersoids. One Gersoid is Isha it's a Bailo, Lord Bailo Hesed. The other Gersoid is Isha Lubai Hesed. So as the Rosh and the Yazahua point out, according to the Shiltes, so even a Pnuyo or Almono is not required to have a say. And according to the Rashbam, so the reason why Isha is not required to have a say there is because Mifneima's Bailo, Ukufel. Now, in Isha Shuvohi, so it's Richa a say. The Mechaber in Simen Tofayim Beis, Sim Dalet, says as follows. Isha Yitzricha Yaseide, Elo Yikei Lechashu. And the Lashon of the Mechaber is Isha Yitzricha Yaseide. He doesn't say Isha before Baal Yitzricha Yaseide, but Isha Yitzricha Yaseide. So as the Goyim points out, the Mechaber passes like the Shildes. The reason is why, first of all, he didn't have the girl say Isha before Baal, and the Pshat in Isha Yitzricha Yaseide is because love darkened in Asher Mizk. Not because she's proof of the Bible. So even if New York is not clear as they say. Then the Ramo says, V'chol anoshim shalonu mikra chashuvs. So the Ramo, and that is not only the Ramo's chidesh, is the Mordechai, Rish Perik Avi Psochi, and he mentions that in the name of Tesis. And then Rabbi Yeruchem says that, and Rabbi Baruch Mbagenze says that there are a number of Rishenim who say the same thing, that kol anoshim shalonu mitrachshus. So that means that all women should, that women today without any exception should be mechuyev to make a say, because every woman today is a chshuva. Ach we know Abba Rosif, says Ramon, the minig is on the part of women not to be mason ki somcho al ravyo. Because of the Bismarazim was, now there is a shita of the Ravyo, end of the Ravon, that Bismarazim, there is no chiva seid altogether, neither for men nor for women, not even for men. Why? So how can the Ravyo be explained? Because what's the purpose of a seidah? As the Rambam points out, to show chivus. So Bisman Chazal, so it was the derech of people, of Mechiri, to recline in the course of eating. As the Mishnah Broches points out, that let's say when a number of people dine together, so if they were Mesev, then one can be made to the others. But if they were not Mesev, he cannot be made to the others. So we see that the universal practice Bisman Chazal was to be Mesev in the course of eating. So Bisman Chazal, when it was the universal practice to recline, animito, some mele. It was a demonstration of chaos. But now, even this man Rishen, not only now today, but even this man Rishen, there was no universal practice of replying. So it's not a symbol of chaos. So according to Rabbi and Rabon, there is no mitzvah of a say about it. But most Rishen are chilek on the Rabbi and the Rabon. And they say that even this man Rishen, well, it's not a derech of nechirin to recline, so there is still a mitzvah of chaos. There's still a mitzvah of chaos. So his Ramo says, so the male, they should be mechuyoveis to be meisiv. But how is it that they are not accustomed to be meisiv? Ramo says, they know a glosiv, ki som chol ravyo, because mazei glosiv. Monefshem, if women are semich and Ramo, why aren't men semich and ravyo? So what's the pshor? So men apparently are not sure that the ravyo is right. Why? Because most Rishenim hold that even Bisman HaZeh there is a Chiyuv HaSeideh, in spite of the fact that it's not the derech of Mechirin to be Meiseh. So how is it that women are made? So we have to say as follows, in explaining this Ramah, that now I just want to mention another Ramah, which has to be considered together with this Ramah. Now, in Sim Zayin, the Mechaber says, in connection with that machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh, if, let's say, he won't eat matzah without a seibe, does he have to eat matzah over again? If he drank abukeses without a seibe, does he have to drink abukeses over again? So the Shittas of Rambam is no, and the Shittas of Rosh is yes. So the Mechaber passes like the Rosh. So the Mechaber says in Simen Tochaim Vei, Siv Zayin, Kol mi shetzorich haseibe, imocha lo ishoso bilo yaseibe, lo yotzo. ואני ראש. דן דרמוסס, ויהי שאומרים, ובזמן הזה דין דרך להוסיף, כי די הוא רביו, ניס מחולוף של דוד יוצא, בירו לסי. ונראה לי, אם מושא סוקו שלישי ורביעי בסייבה, אין לארזר ולישניס בסייבה, ויש בחשש שנראה כבייסי ועל הקיסס, אבל בשני קיסס ראשיינים, יארזר וישתה ולא יברוך. So the Rosh had a sock. So while the Rosh, before the Rosh came to the conclusion that if he didn't drink other cases, if he drank other cases without the same day, he has to drink over again, even in connection with the third and fourth. So he had an alternative shite, that in connection with the third and fourth, he should not drink it over again. But in connection with Matzeh in the first two cases, he should drink it over again. But the Rosh conclusion was that even in connection with the third and fourth, he should drink it over again. So there are more paschums like the alternative shite in the Rosh, but only in connection with us, not in connection with the Jews Bisman Chazal, but in connection with us. So he says, "Nearly, in Moshoso Keshlish, or the V Beisebe, any Larzer Belishtes Beisebe, the Yesh Bichash Shemira Kemesi Valakeses, our Bishne Keses Veshenim Yarzer Belishtes Bivroche." So that's only Bisman Hazeh. Because of the Rav Yoshite, there is no mitzvah of a Seibah altogether. Because it's not the Derech Necherim Ohosei. So true, we don't rely on the Rav Yoshite. We don't pass for the Rav Yoshite. But the Ramo does rely on the Rav Yoshite in connection with Noshim. So in connection with two cases, the Ramo relies on the Rav Yoshite. He relies on the Rav Yoshite in connection with Noshim. So even though Noshim, all the Noshim are Shuveis, so they should be Meisev. So in connection with Noshim, he relies on the Rav Yoh, and then he also relies on the Rav Yoh in connection with the Machlikes between the Rambam and the Rosh, as to whether the Eved, he has to do it over again if he drank the cases without the thing, whether he has to drink it over again. So he relies on the Rav Yoh in connection with the third and fourth. So apparently, the reason is why the Ramo says that even though Chol Anoshim Shamonu Mikrech Shuveis Ach Lenu Abu Lohosev Kisomcho Al Rav Yoh, so it doesn't mean the women, I mean that just the women took a vote and they decided that Aloche, they had a meeting, you know, the women had a meeting that we decided that Aloche is like Rav Yoh. The men did not make this decision, the men's club didn't make this decision, but the ladies auxiliary took a vote and decided Aloche is like Rav Yoh. That's not the pshat in the Ramo. There are more, if the men don't rely on Rav Yoh, so that means that we cannot rely on Rav Yoh. You don't pass like Rav Yoh. But there are more means in connection with Noshim, that Noshim rely on the longness of the Rav Yoh. Not that the Noshim pass like Rav Yoh, but they rely on the longness of the Rav Yoh. Now, what is the longness of the Rav Yoh? Rav Yoh says, inasmuch as the purpose of the same is to demonstrate chayus, so, Bisman Chazal, when it was the derech of Nechirin, of Nimochim, of Hanoshim Deu, to recline when they ate. So it was a demonstration of chaos. But now is Mazen, no one reclines. Who reclines? Does President Ford recline? I mean, no one reclines. So Mimele, it's not an expression. It's not a demonstration of chaos. So you don't have to be amazed. But most Rishayim are chilek and Rav Yoh. But the Rav Yoh presented a very strong argument. What kind of a kima mitzvah of chaos is it? So the answer that is given by all the Rishayim to the Rav Yoh is true, that the reason is why the Chachomim were misakei neseibe was because Bizman Chazal, it was the universal practice of Nechirin, of Melochim, so to be made. So because of that, the Chachomim were misakei that he has to be made. But that was it, Akonis Chachomim. So the Chachomim were misakei that one has to be made. The time was because it was an expression of chayus. So Mimele, since the Chachomim were misakein that one has to be meisef Pesach night, even though the human nature changed, human practice changed, and now it's not symbolic of chayus in any way, but the Dakona remains. So it's in line with the general principle of Kol Dovah Shebe Minyan. So Chmienachla Tirei, there are many Dakonas that the Chachomim were misakein for certain timing, and the time I'm not shayach today, but the Dakona are in effect, even though the time changed. So that's the reason as to why the other Rishayim are chilek and Rav Yoh. The other Rishayim are not chilek and Rav Yoh in regard to the Mitzias. The Mitzias is as the Rav Yoh says. It's not the Rechirus now for people, for Mechirin to be Mitzias. But it was Derech Eirus in the time of Chazal, so because of that the Chachomim were misakin in Chiruv HaBaseibe, so even now that the time does not apply, but the Tchir remains in line with the general principle of Kol Dabar Shebimiyin, so Chmir Achlat. So the Meile the Ramo says, now obviously, and the Goyim points out, that the Ramo, this Ramo is based upon the sheet of the Shiltes, not the sheet of the Rashbam. Now the Mechaber explicitly passes like the Shiltes, because he says, Ishon Yitzrich HaSeibah, he doesn't say Ishon Yisua Bifnei Bailon Yitzrich HaSeibah, but Ishon Yitzrich HaSeibah. Why? Because the love Darke, the Ish Dinash Elimizk. So it's not the Derech Eirus for women, for the average woman, except for, it was Derech Eirus, Bizman Chazal, for an Ish Achshuv. But for the average woman, it wasn't Derech Eirus. To be amazing. So Mimele says, true that Noshim Shalom is Nikrach Shubeis. So Mimele, they should all be Mechuyev to be amazing. Loin Lagolo, say, Kisim Chisar Rav Yo. He doesn't mean they pass for like Rav Yo. We don't pass for like Rav Yo. Most Rishenim are Chelik and Rav Yo. Why are most Rishenim Chelik and Rav Yo? They're not Chelik and the Mitzies. In regard to the Mitzies, the Mitzies is as the Rav Yo says it. In other words, today it's not symbolic of Chelik. Because there is no such practice among Melochim, among Lechirim, to recline when they eat. They don't do it. So Mimele, it's not the expression of Chirus. But they are still Chirik and Ramon and Ravio. They say, inasmuch as Bisman Chazal, it was the Chirus, so the Chachomim more misakein Heseibe, because it was the Chirus, so that Chiyuv is in effect, even though the Tam is not Chayach. Even though the Tam is bottle, so the Chiyuv is in effect. So, now according to the Shiltes, according to the Rashbam, that even Bisman Chazal, so a Pnuyeh had to be Meisev. So that means, so when the Chachomim were Misakein, a Chiyuv of a Seibe, they applied that Chiyuv to men, they imposed that Chiyuv on men and women. The only married woman is taken out from the Chiyuv. But anyone who is not married, so it was Mechiyavis. Mashenkin, according to the Shiltes, so the average woman, for the average woman, it was not an expression of Chiyuv. And the Chachomim were not Misakein that a woman has to be Meisev. So what was it that called Chachomim? So the Kodesh Chachomim was as follows. All men have to be Meisev. Why? Because in those days it was an expression of Chiyuv. But that was the why of the Kodesh. But the Kodesh Chachomim in effect was, all men are Mechuyev to be Meisev. The time is because it's an expression of Chiyuv. But the Kodesh was in effect, all men have to be Meisev. And what did the Kodesh provide in connection with women? According to the Shite, women are not Mechuyev to be Meisev. Women generally, the Chachomim or Misakein, are not mechuyev to be meisev. But an ish achshuvo, that means a woman who is accustomed to be meisev all year, that's an ish achshuvo. She is mechuyev to be meisev. So the Chachomim spelled out in the Takonis. In respect to men, all men are mechuyev to be meisev. And in respect to women, we said, generally women are not mechuyev to be meisev. But only one category of women. Which category of women? Noshim achshuveis. Who are noshim achshuveis? Those Noshim whose derech is to be Meisev. So Memele, they didn't impose any chiyuv on women in general. They imposed the chiyuv on men in general. So Memele, even though the tam is bottled, so called Osha Bimilian, so Miyach Latirei, but in respect to women, according to Shiltes, they spelled out, women generally are not Mechuyev Meisev. Only special women, those whose derech is to be Meisev. So, but today, there are no women whose derech is to be Meisev. There are no men whose derech is to be meisev either. But in respect to men, there was a takone among men. But in respect to women, there was no takone among women. There was only a takone, on the contrary, takone provided. Women generally are not mechuyev to be meisev. Only special women, noshim chshuves, those whose derech is to be meisev. So Memele, now with no women, the derech is to be meisev. So Memele, that choice, so it doesn't mean, the Ramo doesn't mean that the noshim passed like the Rav Yo. The Noshim rely on the longest of the Rabbi. Now the second Rabbi. When he says, V'yein shemrim d'ma'azed in derech lo'osev, kidayu rabyo lismicholov, shemdeevet yotzer lo'yesev. So the Rabbi is saying that Bizman Chazal, when it was in derech Eirus, all year, to be meisev, so then, even in connection with the third and fourth course, if he drank them without the same, he has to drink them over again. But now Bizman Hazel, because of the Rav Yoshite, so the connection with the third course, he doesn't have to drink them all again. So what do we see? Now, when the Rosh, when we explain the Rosh, the Shakar Itali and the Rosh, as to whether he has to drink them over again or not. So he had an alternative shite that in connection with the first and second, he has to drink over again. In connection with the third and fourth, he doesn't have to drink over again. Then the concluding shite of the Rosh was, even connection with the third and fourth, that he has to drink over again. So how do we explain? The alternative shite assumed that Hesebe is an independent mitzvah, not an integral part. So even though it's an independent mitzvah, he still has a way, in connection with matzah, in connection with the first and second, to rectify the omission by fulfilling the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And there is a mitzvah kiyumis with the raise of eating matzah even after he fulfilled the mitzvah kiyumis of Be'er Avtecho Matzeis. And in connection with the first two cases, also there is a mitzvah kiyumis of drinking more cases, siareivo, to show him. But the third and the fourth, so he could not do it over again unless it's an integral part. So the Rambam apparently holds that whether it's an integral part or not depends. So he says, Bisman Chazal, so when it was the Derecheirus, to eat Be'eseibe, so, and then Bisman Chazal, it was if one was Mesef Pesach night, so he was mikayim in mitzvah kiyumis mitraise, because of the halacha of chodei lo derech ha'yodam ha'aretz esatzmei kilu yotzam mitzrayim by demonstrating chayus. Bizman chazal it was a demonstration of chayus, but bizman hazeh it's not a demonstration of chayus. So mimele, but we are mechuyev to be meisef anyway. Men are mechuyev because there was takonis chachomi. So that takonis chachomi can only be teir as an independent mitzvah, not betrayed as an integral part of the mitzvah of Abba Cases. Because how could the same be an integral part of Abba Cases? What is one thing to do with the other? So the answer that we gave was, there is a common aspect that unites the two. What is the common aspect that unites the mitzvah of Sias Abba Cases and the mitzvah of the Seibe? The demonstration of Chayus. When is it the demonstration of Chayus? Bizman Chazal. But today it's not a demonstration of Chayus. No Bechirin does it. President Ford is not Mesef. No king is Mesef. So mainly it's not a demonstration of Chayus. So insofar as an independent Chayus is concerned, so the fact that the Chachomim or Misakel, that one has to be Mesef, that makes it an independent Chayus. Whether the demonstration of Chayus is there or the demonstration of Chayus is not there. So mainly Bizman Chazal, so actually the Psak of the Ramor that is mentioned in the Feresh, that the Ramor holds there are two alochas in a Seibe. One aloch in a Seibe is as an integral part of the mitzvah fabrications, of the mitzvah achilas matzah. And then there is another mitzvah as an independent also, because the Ramor, so on one hand he passes that is mechuyev to do over again in connection with the first and second and the matzeh and Bizman Chazal. So the implication in the Ramah is that even in connection with the third and fourth is mechuyev to drink over them. So that means the Ramah paskens that it's an integral part of our cases and of matzeh. But and then he says that lechatchile he should be meisef kol asude even when he eats gefilte fish. So lechatchile he should be meisef. Now over there it's certainly not an integral part of the mitzvah of eating gefilte fish. There is no mitzvah of eating gefilte fish. So there it's certainly mitzvah kiyumis, an independent mitzvah. So in other words, the Ramah holds that there are two mitzvahs in a seibe. One, Bizman Chazal, when it was an expression of Chayus. So it was an integral part of matzeh, and it was an integral part of Abba Cases, and another mitzvah of a Seibe as an independent mitzvah. So Mimele now is Vazeh when it doesn't serve as a symbol of Chayus, because it's in there.